Over 3.5 years ago, the first cracks, measuring 1,900 feet, were discovered at the newly erected C.W. Bill Young Regional Reservoir in Hillsborough County. John Kennedy, a Tampa Bay water engineer and project manager, said the cracks began when water was drawn out of the reservoir.
Key here is that there are times when water goes in, times when water goes out. And we started noticing our problems, which are the subject of the litigation, in late 2006, the red line on this chart, when the initial cracking was observed. It wasn't on the initial fill-up, wasn't on the initial drawdown, it was on the second drawdown cycle. We continued then to fix cracks and finally launched a several million dollar short-term repair program in order to get DEP to lift the limit on filling this reservoir.
The 15 billion gallon reservoir, which was constructed to reduce the Bay Area's reliance on pumping groundwater, has been half full until recently. At today's meeting, the board moved one step closer to fixing the nearly four-year headache permanently by signing a building contractor to oversee the success of the repair job.
And the reservoir has returned to its full capacity. The key here is that we need to have the reservoir fixed with a contractor on board after construction's complete so that we can measure the success of the fix before we release the securities, whether that's enhanced retainage, letters of credit, or whatever. But we want our design build contractor to be on board after the construction is complete.
The permanent fix of the reservoir is expected to cost $125 million. Which could mean a rate increase of 13.5 cents on every 1,000 gallons of water used. This is on top of the $140 million it costs to construct the reservoir. This left some council members questioning the price tag and the permanent repair itself. Neil Brickfield is a Pinellas County Commissioner.
But the reservoir's full today, right?
Yes, sir.
Right. And it's not leaking?
That's correct.
And technically it works, right? Holds water, we can draw down on it.
It does work at a reduced rate of drawdown. Yes, sir.
It just doesn't draw down as fast or as much per day as we thought the design would be. Is that correct?
That's correct. And in addition, our experience has been that we anticipate having to perform short-term repairs on the next drawdown cycle of any significance.
And that's why we're doing all this?
Yes, sir.
In order to permanently fix the cracks, the reservoir will be fully drained. It's expected to take 2 years to permanently repair the cracks, but is up to environmental conditions when the repairs will take place. Gerald Sieber is General Manager of Tampa Bay Water.
With regard to when it would be needed, we don't anticipate using significant amounts of water from our reservoir this year. It's because of things like what happened yesterday. With continuing rainfall in the area, there's plenty of water in the flow of the river to meet our surface water needs without having to make use of the water stored in the reservoir facility. And as the board may recall, cracking tends to appear only when we begin to draw water out of the reservoir. So we don't anticipate using any here. Since it's already the middle of April, we've used virtually none. We anticipate that this reservoir will stay full and certainly would be full by the end of the wet season going into the 2011 dry season. Now in 2011, unless we have another El Nino winter, we would expect to make use of water in the facility. And when that occurs, there is the potential for cracking to reappear. And as you call out, Mr. Mayor, it is incumbent upon the agency to undertake repairs to the facility as soon as those cracking events occur so that we can fulfill our obligations to the Florida Department of Environmental Protection and maintain the integrity of that erosion control layer.
The reservoir is part of a suite of alternative water sources to offset large groundwater pumping that were producing sinkholes and draining swamps in the 1990s. Other alternative sources include a desalinization plant, a surface water treatment facility, and other conservation and reclaimed water activities. Tampa City Council member Charlie Miranda said the reservoir, like all other water sources in the region, are needed to cope with greater population.
These are the things that you have to look at. You have to look into the future. We've already solved part of the past, but the future keeps changing because we can't control population. Years ago, we would have had enough water for everybody because it was a state of 3.5-4 million people. Now it's 20. What's going to happen in 10 years? Is it going to be 30? There was some stats that I remember in one of the daily newspapers that stated that Hillsborough County, for instance, will grow by 480,000 people in the next 20 years, 20 or 25 years, one of those two figures. What's going to happen then? Can you just rely on groundwater? Absolutely not. Can you just rely on river water? Absolutely not. Can you just rely on desal water? Absolutely not. Can you just rely on a reservoir? Absolutely not. So what do you rely on? Combination of all of them.
The next Tampa Bay Water Board meeting will be on June 21st. Reporting from Clearwater, this is Matthew Simatile for WMNF News.